The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Thursday, March the 14th. We've got two topics today, the League of Women Voters and public transit and FastCat for Columbia. Let's start first of all with my friend Liz Smith, League of Women Voters. Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
I'm looking at your notes here. You've got something coming up on Tuesday, March the 19th.
Just 5 days from now.
Yeah.
We are going to have a forum with the mayor, wards 3 and 4,
uh-huh.
and Boone County. It's going to have a 911 sales tax mm-hmm. on to see if they can get 911 up and going and ready to roll.
So here. Is this what the forum is going to be about?
Mm-hmm.
So the forum coming up on Tuesday, March the 9th at the library is going to be on 911 for Boone County.
That'll be one of the topics. The others will be two candidates for mayor, Sid Sullivan and our present mayor, Bob McDavid. Ward 3 will have Carl Scala and the present Gary Kespol. He's mm-hmm. the present councilman. And Ward 4 has 3 candidates.
And are you doing something on eminent domain, too?
There's a little thing that's going to appear on the ballot only for Columbia, which I've not seen it, so I don't know exactly what the wording is, but it's some kind of thing that would overrule eminent domain. I think local governments probably couldn't over state and federal.
But, so will this all be covered on Tuesday night?
Yes.
All of this information will be covered Tuesday night, March 19th.
We have timers. We do not let them go too long.
Okay.
And they all sputter because it's too short for them. But for the other guy, it's really nice you cut them off.
That's what they say, right? So that'll be at 7 o'clock until when?
Well, we get kicked out of the library about 8:30, quarter of 9. We begin folding because we have to be out by 9 o'clock.
Okay, so between 7 o'clock and 8:30, the forum will be. And then if you want some of those delicious League of the Women Voters cookies,
that's right.
Come you come 6:30. Early for cookies and punch.
And we've learned to have that in a separate room.
So you'll mess up the...
Well, and not only that, you can eat more because...
Okay. So you got your cookies starting at 6:30.
That's right. Now, these races, the mayor and Ward 3 and 4, are going to be good races. Mm-hmm. And so people really need to get there and make their minds made up.
Okay. And the election is when?
April 2nd, which is just 2.5 weeks after our forum.
Okay. Now, this will cover all of Boone County mm-hmm. then.
Well, yes.
For the 911. For 911.
Yeah, for 911 it does. The rest of the stuff, it's Columbia.
For Columbia. So there will be a Columbia and Boone County. So if you live outside the city, you're probably going to have just one item. What about other counties in the area?
The other cities in Boone County also have races. Sometimes they have trouble getting people that want the job because they're unpaid, take a lot of hours, and there's a lot of grief. Ashland, Sturgeon, Centralia, and very often they have to have write-in.
Okay.
Whoever wins the write-in wins. But sometimes they have the incumbent run, and I don't know. I've not looked at all of them yet. They run
so
in the newspaper.
Mark it on your calendar. It'll be next Tuesday, March 19th, okay. 7 o'clock at Columbia Public Library, a big forum.
That's right.
How many people are you going to have, you think?
Well, we've overrun sometimes. The last forum we had with the legislators, we had a room full.
Okay.
And had to get out extra chairs, so.
So 7 o'clock till 8:30, and then you come in for cookies at 6:30.
Right.
Liz Smith, thank you.
Thank you.
If people want more information on the League of Women Voters, what shall they do?
Okay, www.lwvcbc.org.
Mm-hmm. Or
445-0655.
That's not time and temperature. No.
Okay. Almost.
All right, Liz Smith, thank you so much for coming by. Now we've got... Christina Holtzclaw, first time on Radio Friends. Good to see you here,
Christina. See you. It's Krista.
Krista. Did anybody call you Christina?
I get it a lot, actually.
Okay. So you got it again from me.
Yeah, no
Krista.
No,
Krista Holtzclaw.
Yes.
And you are a marketing specialist for Public Transit City of Columbia.
Yes.
I did get that right.
Yes, you got that right.
And you want to talk a little bit about public transit and FastCat.
Yes, yes. Columbia Transit is the transit division of the Public Works Department for the City of Columbia. And we offer public transit to the majority of the city. But in addition, the newest route is the FastCat route in the Downtown Express area.
Mm-hmm. So for people who may not be familiar, explain what FastCat is.
Absolutely. FastCat is an express loop. And so essentially, it's just a loop that goes really fast. express loop.
not breaking the speed limit.
No. The frequency is what we refer to when you mean that. So whereas most city routes, they cover a larger area. So they're taking a 40-minute headway, which means that at a given stop, there's a bus there every 40 minutes. Whereas the FastCat, the entire loop takes 30 minutes and there's two buses. So it's on a 15-minute headway.
So FastCat, is it? It's designed primarily for the student population?
Not necessarily. It's designed primarily for anyone who wants to be in the sort of downtown central Columbia busiest area. So it covers MU's campus, it covers Stevens College campus, and it covers all of the district, the downtown area.
Mm-hmm. And there are two buses.
Two buses at all
so
times. I wrote it here.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Well, good for you. So you can be assured that one FastCat bus is going to be at a bus stop every 15 minutes.
Every 15 minutes. There's actually an app as well for people to track it in real time.
I heard about it. So somebody can look on their phone, mm-hmm. on their smartphone, and see where the bus is.
Yes, it's a little bus and it moves. it refreshes, and you can actually set the refresh rate. If you're super impatient, you can do it at 15 seconds like me. Or you can wait 30 or 60 seconds for your refresh
rate. And it'll tell you where the bus is, and does it give you in real time what time the bus is supposed to be at the stop you're located at?
It doesn't have ETA right now. We're actually in the process of doing a request for proposal for having GPS and ETA information, estimated time of arrival information, for all of the fleet, for the entire bus system. Right. So that'll be coming up in the coming months.
If We're people want to find out more information about this really wonderful system that you have, where do they go?
Well, if they want more information specifically about FastCat, they can go to ridefastcat.com.
Okay.
And if
a
they
www?
Want, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
www.ridefastcat, all like one word, .com.
Yes. They could download the app straight from there if they'd like. Or if they want more information about transit in general, they can go to gocolumbiamo.com, and that's also a www.gocolumbiamo.com, and just search for bus.
Okay. So the FastCat is waiting for you outside, and you're going to head back?
Yep.
Does it stop here in front of RJI?
It does, right in front.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much for coming by. We're out of time for today. Larry Brown will be with us. We're talking about St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, even though it's coming up Sunday. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Zach Lawhorn, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.